The Daily News article audio. Today in business, Wendy's says it has no plans to raise prices during the busiest times at its restaurants. Wendy's says that it has no plans to increase prices during the busiest times at its restaurants. The burger chain clarified its stance on how it will approach pricing after the media picked up on comments by CEO Kirk Tanner that the company would test features like dynamic pricing at restaurants. Companies like Uber have used dynamic pricing, or surge pricing, to moderate use by customers during the busiest days of the year, or when drivers or cars are in short supply during the day. Prices rise and fall with demand using that business model. During a conference call with investors and industry analysts, Tanner said, "Beginning as early as 2025, we will begin testing more enhanced features like dynamic pricing and daypart offerings, along with AI-enabled menu changes and suggestive selling." The company said on February 28, after the story began to circulate, that any features it decides to test in the future would be designed to benefit our customers and restaurant crew members. Wendy's will not implement surge pricing, which is the practice of raising prices when demand is highest. "We didn't use that phrase, nor do we plan to implement that practice," the company said in an email to the Associated Press. Wendy's company plans to invest about $20 million to launch digital menu boards at all of its U.S. company-run restaurants by the end of 2025. It also plans to invest approximately $10 million over the next 2 years to support digital menu enhancements globally. Wendy said that its digital menu boards could allow us to change the menu offerings at different times of day and offer discounts and value offers to our customers more easily, particularly in the slower times of day. Thank you for listening. This audio material is brought to you by Rare Job Incorporated.